important stuff.
With your good morning, this is Lauren and Grace with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Queensland is experiencing a spike in flu cases, with January to May infections already 36% higher than this time last year. One in three of those affected are under 17 years old, while one in 10 being under 5. Dr. Nick Yim of the Australian Medical Association Queensland urges families to consider flu vaccines to both reduce the predicted peak of infections, but also to reduce pressure on overburdened emergency departments.
A sad day for local live music lovers today as the Bearded Lady opens its doors for one last time. Only a few months ago, the Bearders community raised $27,000 in support as the venue warned of potential closure due to serious financial strain. The venue has stated that the closure was ultimately due to failed negotiations with their landlord and not financial reasons. Its closing follows that of many other live music venues in Brisbane this year, with Season 3 being forced to relocate and It's Still a Secret being scheduled to close in August later this year. The Bearded Lady will be equal parts farewelling and celebrating tonight, with a sold-out show from Special Features, Placement, Double Date and King's Currency.
And in national news, Victoria Police have shortened the length of their training program in an attempt to increase numbers on the front lines. The program, which is completed alongside a diploma of policing, will drop from 31 weeks long to 25, and will be the most major change to the program in 15 years. The changes have been made with the intention of growing their recruitment numbers, with concerns about youth crime being cited as another reason for the push.
A new treatment has been approved Australia-wide to slow early symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. The innovative new treatment, Kisunla, has been approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, providing the first new treatment for early Alzheimer's in over 25 years. The new drug works as a monthly infusion over a maximum of 18 months, working to clear plaque from the brain, which is a primary contributor to the neurological disease. Researchers and clinicians are hailing this as a breakthrough for the Alzheimer's research and for those suffering with the disease.
And in international news, British police have charged Liam O'Hanna, member of Irish rap group Kneecap, with a charge filed under the Terrorism Act. The filing of the offence comes after Kneecap's vocal support for Palestine, with the artist's charge being based on his alleged waving of a flag belonging to Lebanese group Hezbollah at a London concert in November 2024. Liam O'Hanna is to appear in Westminster's Magistrates Court on June 18th, with further comments made by the Belfast trio being investigated by UK intelligence from the start of this month.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny today with a light winds throughout the morning. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.